Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 10th, 2024. Well, you know, sometimes devotions come really easy that I want to share with you, and sometimes not so much. And today, really, this is the first devotion of the week, and here it is on Wednesday, and I just didn't really know what to talk about. But this morning I read in Luke chapter number 12, and it's a common passage of scripture. It says, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not." And you know, that is a passage of scripture that we should all heed. We should all be ready for the Lord's return, and we should live like the Lord could return. But you know, I guess it holds a little more significance to me today just because, you know, yesterday was that total eclipse here in our area. It came across the United States and everyone was all excited about it, and people bought glasses and people traveled to see it and all of those kind of things. And, you know, it's something to see. It's a natural phenomenon. And I know a lot of people were excited, but there were also a lot of other things going on. There were a lot of people trying to talk about, you know, well, you know, this solar eclipse is happening, so, you know, the Lord's going to return. And I saw diagrams of the Alpha and the Omega letters and all kinds of things. There were all kinds of stories that people were making up, or I don't want to say making up, that people were promoting, and they were, you know, like, this is because of, you know, it's going to go through, cover these certain cities and all that kind of stuff. I looked at some of them briefly, but I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. But I know that what they were trying to say is, oh, because of this, the Lord's going to return. And we know that the scripture, it tells us of the day, and you don't know. No man knows the day or the hour. And we know that the scripture says, when you begin to see these things come fast, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh, and all of that. But really what we want to understand is, listen, the sun and the moon have been, the earth has been rotating the sun since creation, and the moon has been rotating the earth since creation, and there is a solar eclipse often, I think about every 18 months or something, and I don't, you know, it happened 7 years ago, and it's going to happen again in this area in 22 years, and all that kind of thing. It's not a sign of the end of times. It's not a sign that the Lord's going to return. There's lots of people who are, you know, worried about and trying to figure out and set dates and things like that. But listen, Jesus told us to be ready, because he's going to return when you don't think he is. And so that's the key to me. And I always think about, you know, the Old Testament saints and how they were anticipating the coming Messiah and all that, and they looked forward to it, and then when he actually came, they missed it because they were looking for the wrong thing. And I wonder how many people are, you know, they're looking at the wrong thing and they're not walking as the scripture says. Again, be ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. And Peter goes on to say, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is a faithful and wise steward? Who is a faithful steward? Whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So what's the point? The point is, be faithful to the Lord today, and you'll be ready when he returns. You don't have to think, you know, I need to be faithful at a certain time. No, you be faithful every day. You serve the Lord every day. And then, you know, when the Lord returns, you know, you'll be blessed. I always think about, You know, we used to, when I worked in a fast food restaurant, it was always people getting all excited because the big bosses were coming in. And I always felt like, look, if I'm doing my job the way I'm supposed to do my job every day, I don't have to worry about when the big bosses come in. And I've kind of held that principle my entire life. If I just do what I'm supposed to do every day, I won't have to worry when, you know, a big boss comes in or whatever. So the same thing's true. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do every day, I won't have to worry when the Lord returns, because I'll be being faithful in what he's called me to do. And this scripture says that I'll be blessed. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Live faithfully today. So therefore, excuse me, live faithfully today. So when the Lord does return, you'll be blessed because you're being faithful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promises we find in your word. And God, we are thankful that your word comforts us in these times. And Lord, we do thank you for the glory that is shown in the heavens when we see things like eclipses. God, help us not to put too much weight on those, that especially when it comes to your return, but that we live faithfully every day. So when you return, you'll find faith, and that we will be blessed. We just thank you for your goodness, Lord. And we thank you for the hope of your soon return. And we thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, have a good day. Till next time, Brother Mark signing off.